This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
A Ukraine crisis. I go to the chairman and founder of Geopolitical Strategies, George Friedman, writing a column most recently about lessons learned in Ukraine conflict. George presented over these last weeks an extremely cogent and convincing case that Vladimir Putin would not invade Ukraine in a massive fashion. We now have headlines that include bombardments of cities, dogfights over Kiev, armor columns, Russian paratroopers assaulting civilians, exactly what was not predicted by anyone whom I've spoken with these last weeks. And George has an essay up to help us all understand what to do and what not to do when you're looking at choices by a military power. George, you use the three examples most recently of Nagorno-Karabakh, the conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan, the apparent collapse in Kazakhstan, and then Belarus, the disruption following the false election of 2020. And you learn from these three examples what Putin would do, and it didn't turn out that way. What did you learn, George? Good evening to you.
Well, what I learned was that Putin was trying to rebuild the borderland, the buffer zones in the south, the Caucasus, in north Belarus, in the west. They were going to go into Ukraine to do it as well. What they did each of the times, what I call a soft coup. There was a contested presidential election. They came in to, quote, help out in Belarus. There was a war in Nagorno-Karabakh. They came in with peacekeepers. Kazakhstan had riots going on. They sent in peacekeepers to, and they pulled out some. But they remained in a dominant position in the country. And I thought this was what they were going to try to do in Ukraine. But they didn't. Instead of the soft coup, they went in like it was 1943, with tank assault. And that was very different from anything they'd done before and very odd.
Odd as in unpredictable. And so the Russians achieved surprise. I'm told three elements of Russian military doctrine inherited from the Soviets: surprise, speed, and mass. And it appeared that they lost surprise because they assembled those forces and then kept telling us that they weren't to invade. They weren't exercised. Could we have interpreted those forces as the obvious choice of an invasion force before the moment last Thursday?
I erroneously interpreted it as a bluff, because when you're pushing three different armored forces in, they have to be coordinated carefully. The command and control issues are complex, and they have to be fueled and armed. And as they move forward, the trucks have to come. And it's a complex issue. So many things can go wrong with that complexity of action. You can do it. But remember, this army has never fought a war like this. Last time the Russians fought was 1945 with tanks and aircraft. So this was an untried army attempting a very complex operation, one that still hasn't worked out. But they went for it all.
The expectation, at least I'm told, according to the propaganda sheets, is that Russia believed that this would be quick. I think they picked an end date of either Saturday the 26th or Monday the 28th, something in there. And they had a circular to go out. People of Ukraine, we've liberated you. Peace is at hand. So did the Russians fool us because they were fooled, George, about how easy this would be?
No one goes to war expecting to last 5 years. They go to war with an expectation that their early campaigns would be successful, particularly when they're going against a weaker party like Ukraine. So what they discovered, I think, in the first place was that the Ukrainians had a very simple solution: disperse their army, make them hard to find, hard to engage. And we don't hear reports of battles. Ukrainians will not engage in battles. And then the Russians really didn't know what to do. What were they going to capture? And they started going after cities, which you don't want to capture because you have to feed them and it's all sorts of terrible warfare in cities. Bombing, they did everything else except destroy the Ukrainian army.
The Ukrainian army, wherever it is, has access to first-rate weapons. I had no idea how the Javelin worked until I read it about it in the London papers. It actually, it fires and then extinguishes its flame immediately so it can't be tracked by targeting artillery. And then it flies up and over a tank and comes down at the weak point of the tank. George, how do you defend from such a weapon if they're scattered through the woods? Those Russian tanks are targets. They're sitting for funerals.
There's armor available, reactive armor, that can block them. I don't believe the Russians used them, didn't anticipate finding them. So one of the crucial things that we have to mention that really happened that the Russians didn't anticipate was the Germans. They did not think the Germans were going to say, okay, cut off the oil and join back into NATO as hard as they did. The Russians don't know what to do now. They have recreated the Cold War alliance system. Everybody's in it. The Ukrainians are not giving in. They're dispersing and preparing for a long fight. They can brutalize cities all they want. It's not going to win the war. So they made two mistakes. One, they miscalculated about what Ukraine could do, but even more, they miscalculated what NATO would do. The massive shipments of weapons were not anticipated by them. The German willingness to join in that, they thought they were going to split NATO. And this is, I think, their bigger failure, which is I think they thought in this war the Germans would refuse to cooperate. They came in wholeheartedly. And his biggest mistake is he's now facing NATO from the West.
We hear from Finland. We hear from Sweden looking at joining NATO. So 27 countries quickly to become 29. Is the U.S. being drawn in? Can we tell, George, at this point?
The United States is clearly the interlocutor of the Russians. The Russians are focused on what the Americans are doing. The Europeans are focused on what the Americans are doing. So this is a moment for American leadership. Now then, American leadership is always an interesting question, what it looks like and so on. But the United States has pretty much set the tone. We're not making peace. We're not making war, but we will strangle you.
And the strangling right now is feeding our weapons in. We also have anecdotal reports, George. We know fog of war, that the Russian logistics has failed, at least failed the conscripts who are testifying. Then we have a report from one of the cities, Kherson, which the Russians claim to have captured, where Russian soldiers are coming door to door and begging for food with their vehicles running out. Do you account for these stories? Is that capable? Is the Russian army that badly run? We have about a minute.
No one planned for an extended war like this. But also, we have an employee who works in Moscow, perfectly legitimate. We can't pay her. This is not a large amount of money, but even the smallest amount of money isn't getting through. So you're looking at the internal Russian economy. It just cannot withstand being this isolated from the world. It's an export economy. So they've got that problem. They've got the fact that they didn't plan on a long-term war. They've got a problem feeding their people. It is a tough situation for the Russians.
One more anecdote. A German newsman on the streets of Moscow asking people what they thought of the war. What war was the answer, George? What war? That's how ill-prepared the Kremlin has been. George Friedman, who writes a column each week and often with his colleagues at Geopolitical Strategies. It's a subscription site I recommend highly. He is the chairman and founder of Geopolitical Strategies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.